And what is to take in Spanish?
Tomar.
Tomar.
How about taken?
Tomado.
Tomado.
So as we said earlier, when it's ending in AR, you're replacing it with ado. So how would you say we have taken?
Hemos tomado.
Hemos tomado.
We have taken it.
Lo hemos tomado.
Lo hemos tomado.
So again, what is to visit?
Visitar.
Visitar.
And visited?
Visitado.
Visitado.
To prepare.
Preparar.
Preparar.
Prepared?
Preparado.
Preparado.
To reserve.
Reservar.
Reservar.
Reserved.
Reservado.
Reservado.
To invite.
Invitar.
Invitar.
Invited.
Invitado.
Invitado.
To buy.
Comprar.
Comprar.
Bought.
Comprado.
Comprado.
To arrive.
Llegar.
Llegar.
Arrived.
Llegado.
Llegado.
To take.
Tomar.
Tomar.
Taken.
Tomado.
Tomado.
To speak.
Hablar.
Hablar.
Spoken.
Hablado.
Hablado.
So this is the pattern when these words end in AR. AR becomes ADO. However, not all of these words we've been using end in AR. For instance, what was to leave in Spanish, to leave?
Salir.
Salir.
Spelt S-A-L-I-R. How about to come?
Venir.
Venir.
How about to do?
Hacer.
Hacer.
How about to see?
Ver.
Ver.
Now, these end in a mixture of ER or IR. Let's clump them all together. And what we'll say is that typically, those words that aren't ending in AR, in the past tense, the ones that don't, instead of adding the ado from bravado, that add the ido from libido. So again, what was to leave?
Salir.
Salir.
Now you're going to replace the ir on the end with the ido, so what is left?
Salido.
Salido.
What was to come?
Venir.
Venir.
I have come.
He venido.
He venido.
To eat.
Comer.
Comer.
Eaten.
Comido.
Comido.
What was to go?
Ir.
Ir.
Now replacing it with ido, what would gone be?
Ido.
Ido.
What was to understand, to comprehend?
Comprender.
Comprender.
Understood.
Comprendido.
Comprendido.
I have understood.
He comprendido.
He comprendido.
I have understood it.
Lo he comprendido.
Lo he comprendido.
I haven't understood it.
No lo he comprendido.
No lo he comprendido.
So again, What is to visit in Spanish?
Visitar.
Visitar.
To reserve.
Reservar.
Reservar.
To pay.
Pagar.
Pagar.
To repeat.
Repetir.
Repetir.
To desire.
Desear.
Desear.
To say you desire, simply cut off the R from the end of to desire. So how would you say you desire?
Desea.
Desea.
How would you say what do you desire?
¿Qué desea?
¿Qué desea?
What was this evening in Spanish, this evening?
Esta noche.
Esta noche.
The word for tart or cake in Spanish is
tarta.
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 How do you think you'd say this cake, this tart?
Esta tarta.
Esta tarta.
And what is I want in Spanish?
Quiero.
Quiero.
How would you say I want this tart?
Quiero esta tarta.
Quiero esta tarta.
Of course, if you ask for something like that, you might also be asked if you want something else. How would you say, or how would someone say to you, something more?
¿Algo más?
¿Algo más?
If you're somewhere like a baker's and you've asked for a cake, you might want something else, like a donut, for instance. A donut in Latin American Spanish is
una dona. Una dona.
How would you say a donut, please?
Una dona, por favor.
Again, how would someone ask you if you want something more, saying literally, something more?
Algo más.
Algo más.
Say, I want a donut.
Quiero una dona.
You may also want something like a baguette. A baguette in Spanish, again in Latin America, is
una baguette. Una baguette.
How would you say a baguette, please?
Una baguette, por favor.
And again, how would someone ask you if you want something more?
¿Algo más?
¿Algo más?
Say, yes, I want a donut and a baguette. What was the word for and before we begin?
Y.
Y.
So, yes, I want a donut and a baguette.
Sí, quiero una dona y una baguette.
As you're perhaps becoming aware, foods, particularly things, say, at a baker, may all be different between Latin America and in Spain. So, we've just heard the word for a donut in Latin America, which was
una dona.
And a baguette, which was
una baguette.
Let's see what these are like in Castilian Spanish. So, a donut in Spain would be a
un donut. Un donut.
So how would you say in Spain, a donut, please?
Un donut, por favor.
That's not especially different and not so hard to remember. Let's try a baguette in Spanish and see whether that's equally similar.
Una barra de pan. Una barra de pan.
Now that really does sound quite different, but it's not so hard if you break it down. The word for bread in Spanish, bread, is
pan. Pan.
And we already know the word for of, which is
de, de.
Finally, we have left the first part, which is more or less a bar, which is
una barra, una barra.
So try putting that together yourself and saying a baguette, or literally a bar of bread.
Una barra de pan.
A bar of bread, please.
Una barra de pan, por favor.
A baguette and a donut, please, again in Spain.
Una barra de pan y un donut, por favor.
Once more, you may be asked, something more?
¿Algo más?
¿Algo más?
Say no, thank you.
No, gracias.
No, gracias.
And let's compare again those differences between Latin American and Spanish. So, what was a donut in Spain?
Un donut.
But a donut in Latin America, what would that be?
Una dona.
What is a baguette in Spain? Literally, a bar of bread.
Una barra de pan.
But in Latin American Spanish, it's perhaps a little more familiar. What would a baguette be there?
Una baguette.
Let's try another scenario now. You're going to go to a baker's somewhere in Latin America. The baker asks you, what do you want? Literally, what do you desire?
¿Qué desea?
Say, this tart, please.
Esta tarta, por favor.
The baker then asks, anything else? Literally, something more?
¿Algo más?
Say, yes, a donut and a baguette, please.
Sí, una dona y una baguette, por favor.
The baker then says, anything else?
¿Algo más?
Say, no thank you.
No, gracias.
He tells you, 8 pesos, please.
8 pesos, por favor.
Let's try this again. But this time, you'll be in Spain, so there'll be some changes to the vocabulary you'll use. Once more, the baker asks you what it is you want. How would she ask you that?
¿Qué desea?
Tell her, this tart, please.
Esta tarta, por favor.
The baker then asks you, anything else?
¿Algo más?
Say, yes, a donut and a baguette, please.
Sí, un donut y una barra de pan, por favor.
Again, the baker asks you, anything else?
¿Algo más?
Say, no thank you.
No, gracias.
She says, 8 euros, please.
8 euros, por favor.
Again, how would you say a coffee in Spanish?
Un café.
Un café.
Two coffees.
Dos cafés.
Dos cafés.
A white wine.
Un vino blanco.
Un vino blanco.
A bottle of white wine.
Una botella de vino blanco.
Una botella de vino blanco.
A bottle of red wine in Spanish would be...
Una botella de vino tinto.
Una botella de vino tinto.
If it helps to remember it, think of it as a bottle of tinted wine, more or less. How would you say, a bottle of red wine, please?
Una botella de vino tinto, por favor.
Una botella de vino tinto, por favor.
What is a donut in Spain?
Un donut.
And a donut in Latin America?
Una dona.
How about a baguette in Spain, a bar of bread?
Una barra de pan.
And in Latin America?
Una baguette.
How would you say a sandwich in Spanish?
Un sandwich.
Un sandwich.
As you can see, there are a great many foods that are very similar between English and Spanish, although often there are differences that occur within the language itself. However, I would say there's far more familiarity and similarity than difference. A mango in Spanish, a mango is...
Un mango.
Un mango.
Un mango.
Un mango.
So how would you say two mangoes?
Dos mangos.
Dos mangos.
A kilo in Spanish is...
Un kilo.
Un kilo.
Un kilo.
Un kilo.
And what was the word for of in Spanish?
De.
De.
How would you say a kilo of mangoes?
Un kilo de mangos.
Un kilo de mangos.
I would like a kilo of mangoes.
Quisiera un kilo de mangos.
Quisiera un kilo de mangos.
So again, here we switched back once more to I would like. Could of course use I want, but it's somewhat less polite. So what was I have in Spanish? I have, meaning possession, I possess something.
Tengo.
Tengo.
He, she, or you formal have.
Tiene.
Tiene.
You informal have.
Tienes.
Tienes.
You, all of you, more than one of you have.
Tienen.
Tienen.
They have.
Tienen.
Tienen.
We have.
Tenemos.
Tenemos.
And again, going back to he, she, and you formal have, what was that?
Tiene.
Tiene.
What is the word for here in Spanish, here?
Aquí.
Aquí.
In order to say here you go or there you are in Spanish, you'll literally say something a bit like here you have it, except you won't even bother with the it. You'll just say, here, you have. How would you say that, here you have?
Aquí tiene.
Aquí tiene.
So, how would you say, here you go, literally here you have? Anything else?
Aquí tiene. ¿Algo más?
Aquí tiene. ¿Algo más?
A pear in Spanish, a pear is...
Una pera.
Una pera.
Una pera.
Una pera.
How do you think you'd say two pears?
Dos peras.
Dos peras.
How about a kilo of pears?
Un kilo de peras.
Un kilo de peras.
Can you guess what a melon would be in Spanish? A melon.
Un melón.
Un melón.
Two melons in Spanish would be...
Dos melones.
Dos melones.
Dos melones.
Dos melones.
How would you say two melons and a kilo of pears, please?
Dos melones y un kilo de peras, por favor.
Dos melones y un kilo de peras, por favor.
And how would you say, I would like a bottle of white wine?
Quisiera una botella de vino blanco.
Quisiera una botella de vino blanco.
And how about, I would like a bottle of red wine, literally tinted wine, if you'd like.
Quisiera una botella de vino tinto.
Quisiera una botella de vino tinto.
How would you say, here you go, here you have? Anything more? Anything else?
Aquí tiene. ¿Algo más?
Aquí tiene. ¿Algo más?
Say, a kilo of pears and a melon, please.
Un kilo de peras y un melón, por favor.
Un kilo de peras y un melón, por favor.
How about a kilo of mangoes?
Un kilo de mangos.
Un kilo de mangos.
End by asking how much it is.
¿Cuánto es?
¿Cuánto es?
So again, what is you have formal in Spanish?
Tiene.
Tiene.
And how do you make it into a question and say, do you have?
Tiene.
Tiene.
How about, do you have mangoes?
Tiene mangos.
Tiene mangos.
And that can also be used for, do you have any mangoes? With any included. How about, do you have any pears?
Tiene peras.
Tiene peras.
Do you have any melons?
Tiene melones.
Tiene melones.
Let's try another scenario. You're going to go to a market, buy some fruit and some wine. You go to the first stall, and the stall holder asks you, what do you want, what would you like, what do you desire? How would they say that?
¿Qué desea?
¿Qué desea?
Say, do you have any mangoes?
¿Tiene mangos?
¿Tiene mangos?
The stall holder gestures and says, yes, here, How would they say that?
Sí, aquí.
Sí, aquí.
Tell him, say, I would like a kilo of mangoes.
Quisiera un kilo de mangos.
Quisiera un kilo de mangos.
The stall holder says, here you are. Anything else?
Aquí tiene. ¿Algo más?
Aquí tiene. ¿Algo más?
Say, yes. A melon, please.
Sí, un melón, por favor.
Sí, un melón, por favor.
Again he says, here you are, anything else?
Aquí tiene, ¿algo más?
Aquí tiene, ¿algo más?
Say, yes. 6 pairs, please.
Sí, 6 peras, por favor.
Sí, 6 peras, por favor.
Once more he says, here you are, anything else?
Aquí tiene. ¿Algo más?
Aquí tiene. ¿Algo más?
Say, no thank you. How much is it?
No gracias. ¿Cuánto es?
No gracias. ¿Cuánto es?
He says, 10 euros, please.
10 euros, por favor.
10 euros, por favor.
You then go on to a second stall. The stall holder asks you what you would like. How would they say that?
¿Qué desea?
¿Qué desea?
Say to them, I would like a bottle of red wine and a bottle of white wine.
Quisiera una botella de vino tinto y una botella de vino blanco.
Quisiera una botella de vino tinto y una botella de vino blanco.
The stall holder says, here you are. Anything else?
Aquí tiene. ¿Algo más?
Aquí tiene. ¿Algo más?
Say, no thank you. How much is it?
No, gracias. ¿Cuánto es?
No, gracias. ¿Cuánto es?
14 euros, please.
14 euros, por favor.
14 euros, por favor.
Again, what is I can in Spanish?
Puedo.
Puedo.
How would you say I can understand?
Puedo comprender.
Puedo comprender.
I can understand it.
Puedo comprenderlo.
Puedo comprenderlo.
I can't understand it.
No puedo comprenderlo.
No puedo comprenderlo.
What is to buy?
Comprar.
Comprar.
I can buy it.
Puedo comprarlo.
Puedo comprarlo.
Now, if you can buy something, you may also want to know how you would say to sell something. To sell in Spanish is to vend, which is
vender,
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 vender.
Spelt V-E-N-D-E-R. But of course, the V sounds something like a B, really. How would you say, I can sell it?
Puedo venderlo.
Puedo venderlo.
What is the word for today in Spanish?
Hoy.
Hoy.
How would you say, I can sell it today?
Puedo venderlo hoy.
Puedo venderlo hoy.
How about placing emphasis on the I? I can sell it today.
Yo puedo venderlo hoy.
Yo puedo venderlo hoy.
How about he can sell it today, emphasizing he?
Él puede venderlo hoy.
Él puede venderlo hoy.
She can sell it today.
Ella puede venderlo hoy.
Ella puede venderlo hoy.
Again, keeping the emphasis, how would you say you can see it? Formal.
Usted puede verlo.
Usted puede verlo.
How about you informal can see it?
Tú puedes verlo.
Tú puedes verlo.
And how would you say you, all of you, can see it? Of course, you can't place emphasis yet because I haven't told you the word for it. But how would you say it without emphasis?
Pueden verlo.
Pueden verlo.
Let's go back again for a moment to you, formal, can see it with emphasis.
Usted puede verlo.
Usted puede verlo.
Now that word for you there gives you the key to find the word for you when you're talking to more than one person. As in English, when you're talking Spanish and you're talking about more than one thing, you'll often add an S to the end. So, a donut, but two donuts. In Spanish, this actually also happens to the word for you. So, again, what's the word for you, the formal word for you?
Usted.
Usted.
Now, adding an S straight on would make it a little bit difficult to say, so they actually add an ES, but it's the same idea, making it more than one. So how would you say that? You, meaning more than one of you.
Ustedes.
Ustedes.
So, with emphasis now on you, all of you, the lot of you, how would you say, you can see it, you can all see it?
Ustedes pueden verlo.
Ustedes pueden verlo.
Again, what is to see it in Spanish?
Verlo.
Verlo.
How would you say to see me?
Verme.
Verme.
You can all see me, with emphasis.
Ustedes pueden verme.
Ustedes pueden verme.
So let's go through all of them. What is the word for I in Spanish?
Yo.
Yo.
He.
Él.
Él.
She.
Ella.
Ella.
You, formal.
Usted.
Usted.
You, informal.
Tú.
You, when there's more than one of you.
Ustedes.
Ustedes.
It's worth noting once again that these words are normally going to be omitted. They're not going to be included when you're speaking Spanish, because in Spanish, normally the context will make it clear who you're speaking about. If you feel it's unclear, though, or that you want to emphasize who is doing something, you can include them. Now, going back to can for a moment, how would you say they can speak Spanish?
Pueden hablar español.
Pueden hablar español.
How about they can't speak Spanish?
No pueden hablar español.
No pueden hablar español.
To find in Spanish, to find is
encontrar.
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 It sounds very similar to the English encounter. I suppose when you find something, you encounter it more or less. So again, what was to encounter or to find?
Encontrar.
Encontrar.
How would you say they can't find it?
No pueden encontrarlo.
No pueden encontrarlo.
What was we can in Spanish? We can.
Podemos.
Podemos.
We can find it.
Podemos encontrarlo.
Podemos encontrarlo.
How would you say we can't find it?
No podemos encontrarlo.
No podemos encontrarlo.
What is to understand in Spanish?
Comprender.
Comprender.
And how would you say, I understand? If you remember, you'll get rid of the air sound at the end and replace it with an O, which is normally used to mean I. So again, how would you say, I understand?
Comprendo.
Comprendo.
How would you say, I don't understand?
No comprendo.
No comprendo.
What was the word for why in Spanish? Why?
Por qué.
Por qué.
How would you say, I don't understand why we can't find it?
No comprendo por qué no podemos encontrarlo.
No comprendo por qué no podemos encontrarlo.
I don't understand why they can't find it.
No comprendo por qué no pueden encontrarlo.
No comprendo por qué no pueden encontrarlo.
So again, what is to find it in Spanish?
Encontrarlo.
Encontrarlo.
What would be to find me?
Encontrarme.
Encontrarme.
How would you say they can find me?
Pueden encontrarme.
Pueden encontrarme.
And they can't find me.
No pueden encontrarme.
No pueden encontrarme.
How about you formal can't find me?
No puede encontrarme.
No puede encontrarme.
I don't understand why you can't find me.
No comprendo por qué no puede encontrarme.
No comprendo por qué no puede encontrarme.
To tell or to say in Spanish is
decir.
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 How would you say, can you, formal, tell?
Puede decir.
Puede decir.
Can you tell me?
Puede decirme.
Puede decirme.
Can you tell me why they can't find me?
¿Puede decirme por qué no puede encontrarme?
¿Puede decirme por qué no puede encontrarme?
The word for if in Spanish, if, we used very early on in the course. Can you remember what it is?
Sí.
How would you say if you formal can?
Si puede.
Si puede.
How would you say, can you tell me if you can?
Puede decirme si puede.
Puede decirme si puede.
Can you tell me if you can speak English?
¿Puede decirme si puede hablar inglés?
¿Puede decirme si puede hablar inglés?
How would you say, I don't understand why you can't speak English? Let's break that down a bit first, though. How would you say, you, formal, can't speak English?
No puede hablar inglés.
No puede hablar inglés.
And so, altogether, how would you say, I don't understand why you can't speak English?
No comprendo por qué no puede hablar inglés.
No comprendo por qué no puede hablar inglés.
So again, what is to say or to tell in Spanish?
Decir.
Decir.
And what is to find?
Encontrar.
Encontrar.
What is to go in Spanish?
Ir.
Ir.
But what is I go or I am going?
Voy.
Voy.
And I am going to?
Voy a.
Voy a.
How about he is going to?
Va.
Va.
How would you say he's going to tell me later?
Va a decirme más tarde.
Va a decirme más tarde.
Now, that sentence in Spanish feels a little incomplete because decir means both to tell and to say. And so it's a bit like saying, can you say me later? Really, you need an it in there as well. Say it to me. Tell it to me. Now, as we already know, the word for me in Spanish that we've been using in this situation is
me.
Me.
And the word for it is
lo.
Lo.
So if you want to say it to me, you simply combine them. So the word for me,
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 and it,
lo,
lo,
become conjoined and you end up with
melo,
melo.
So how would you say, can you tell it to me?
Puede decírmelo.
Puede decírmelo.
And how about, he is going to tell it to me?
Va a decírmelo.
Va a decírmelo.
He's going to tell me later. Literally, he's going to tell it to me later.
Va a decírmelo más tarde.
Va a decírmelo más tarde.
How about you informal are going to tell me later?
Vas a decírmelo más tarde.
Vas a decírmelo más tarde.
Let's turn that into a question. Are you going to tell me later? Are you going to tell it to me later?
Vas a decírmelo más tarde.
Vas a decírmelo más tarde.
The word for immediately in Spanish, immediately, is
inmediatamente.
Inmediatamente.
The word for immediate on its own without the li is
inmediato.
Inmediato.
So the bit of that word that actually means li, as in immediately, is
mente.
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 So when you see this on the end of a word in Spanish, you'll know that it effectively means li, as in English, and will be used where we would use li. So, again, immediately is
inmediatamente.
Inmediatamente.
How would you say, you, informal, are going to tell me, are going to tell it to me, immediately?
Vas a decírmelo inmediatamente.
Vas a decírmelo inmediatamente.
What is you, more than one of you, are going in Spanish?
Van.
Van.
And you, all of you, are going to?
Van a.
Van a.
How would you say, are all of you going to tell me?
Van a decírmelo.
Van a decírmelo.
How about they are going to tell me?
Van a decírmelo.
Van a decírmelo.
If you remember, there are two ways to say I am in Spanish, I am. Do you remember the way to say it for something temporary, like where you are at that moment? For instance, how would you say I am here in Spanish?
Estoy aquí.
Estoy aquí.
So, that's the less permanent form. But for instance, how would you say I am from London?
Soy de Londres.
Soy de Londres.
Let's stick for a moment with the less permanent I am.
Estoy.
Estoy.
The word for ill or unwell when you're a man in Spanish is
enfermo.
enfermo.
So, you will hear again the O on the end. That's the O that's typical in Spanish for someone masculine. So, again, we have the names Angelo, Mario, Roberto. These are all Latin names, and for the male versions, end in an O. So again, how would you say, I am unwell, as in, I am unwell today? How would you say that, I'm unwell today?
Estoy enfermo hoy.
And actually, it's worth noting that in Spanish, you can also say, today, I am unwell, and change the order. How would you say that, today, I am unwell, if you're a man?
Hoy estoy enfermo.
Now, if you're a woman, of course, you won't be called Roberto or Mario or Angelo. Instead, it would be Angela or Maria or Roberta. So we have that A at the end instead of the O. So how would a woman say, I am unwell?
Estoy enferma.
And today I'm unwell?
Hoy estoy enferma.
Busy in Spanish for a man is
ocupado.
Ocupado.
So, how would a man say, I am busy?
Estoy ocupado.
But how would a woman say, I am busy?
Estoy ocupada.
Tired in Spanish, tired is
cansado.
Cansado.
How would a man say, I am tired?
Estoy cansado.
And a woman?
Estoy cansada.
The word for very in Spanish, very, is
muy.
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 How would a man say, I'm very tired?
Estoy muy cansado.
And a woman?
Estoy muy cansada.
How would a man say, I'm very busy?
Estoy muy ocupado.
And a woman?
Estoy muy ocupada.
And how would a woman say, I'm very unwell?
Estoy muy enferma.
How would a man say the same?
Estoy muy enfermo.
Now, if you are unwell, you may well need to be able to express what you have wrong with you. But let's remind ourselves of something else for a moment. How would a waiter in a restaurant ask you something like, what do you want? What do you desire?
¿Qué desea?
¿Qué desea?
So the word for what is
¿qué?
How would you say you have, formal in Spanish, the you have showing what you possess, what you actually have?
Tiene.
Tiene.
And so how would you say, what do you have?
¿Qué tiene?
¿Qué tiene?
The word for symptoms in Spanish is
síntomas.
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 How would you say, what symptoms?
¿Qué síntomas?
¿Qué síntomas?
And let's add have on the end there and say, what symptoms do you have?
¿Qué síntomas tiene?
¿Qué síntomas tiene?
What was I have prepared in Spanish?
He preparado.
He preparado.
I have visited.
He visitado.
He visitado.
So, with that in mind, how do you think you would say I have vomited in Spanish?
He vomitado.
He vomitado.
That's a very normal way to say I've been sick. So again, that could be one of your symptoms. So let's try that again. How in Spanish would they say, what symptoms do you have?
¿Qué síntomas tiene?
¿Qué síntomas tiene?
Reply, I've been sick, I've vomited.
He vomitado.
He vomitado.
The word for fever in Spanish, fever, do you think you can guess what that is?
Fiebre.
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 How would you say in Spanish, you formal have a fever? You don't need to use a, just you have fever.
Tiene fiebre.
Tiene fiebre.
Turn it into a question. Do you have a fever?
Tiene fiebre.
Tiene fiebre.
How would you say, yes, I have a fever?
Sí, tengo fiebre.
Sí, tengo fiebre.
To say sunstroke in Spanish, sunstroke, you will have actually in Spanish a sunstroke, which in Spanish is a insolation, an insolation. How do you think you'd say that in Spanish, a insolation?
Una insolación.
Una insolación.
So how would you say, I have sunstroke, I have an insolation?
Tengo una insolación.
Tengo una insolación.
Or how would someone tell you that you have one and say, you have a sunstroke, you have an insolation?
Tiene una insolación.
Tiene una insolación.
So again, what was you have formal in Spanish?
Tiene.
Tiene.
And you have to?
Tiene que.
Tiene que.
How would you say you have to find a doctor?
Tiene que encontrar un doctor.
Tiene que encontrar un doctor.
What would the doctor ask you? They would say, what symptoms do you have? How would they ask that?
¿Qué síntomas tiene?
¿Qué síntomas tiene?
Answer, I have fever and I have been sick.
Tengo fiebre. Y he vomitado.
Tengo fiebre y he vomitado.
Let's try another scenario now. As a man, you're going to go to the pharmacy because you're feeling unwell. Go inside and say, I'm ill, I'm unwell. How would you say that?
Estoy enfermo.
The pharmacist will ask you about your symptoms and say, what symptoms do you have?
¿Qué síntomas tiene?
Say, I have been sick.
He vomitado.
The pharmacist asks you, Do you have fever?
¿Tiene fiebre?
Say yes.
Sí.
Concerned at your condition, the pharmacist says, you have sunstroke and must find a doctor. How would they say that?
Tiene una insolación y tiene que encontrar un doctor.
Let's try this again, but this time as a woman. How would you say, I am unwell, I am ill?
Estoy enferma.
The pharmacist asks, what symptoms do you have?
¿Qué síntomas tiene?
Say, I have been sick.
He vomitado.
They then ask, do you have fever?
¿Tiene fiebre?
Say yes.
Sí.
The pharmacist then tells you, you have sunstroke and must find a doctor.
Tiene una insolación y tiene que encontrar un doctor.
Take note that the only word that has altered here is the word for unwell or ill, as it's a descriptive word. And they are the key words that are going to change according to the sort of Roberto, Roberta, Mario, Maria shift that occurs in Latin languages. So again, what is to camp in Spanish?
Acampar.
Acampar.
To desire.
Desear.
Desear.
To pay.
Pagar.
Pagar.
To repeat.
Repetir.
Repetir.
To invite.
Invitar.
Invitar.
To mark.
Marcar.
Marcar.
What do you think to recommend would be?
Recomendar.
Recomendar.
How would you say, can you recommend a doctor? Use the formal you.
¿Puede recomendar un doctor?
¿Puede recomendar un doctor?
So again, what is to recommend?
Recomendar.
Recomendar.
How would you say to recommend me?
Recomendarme.
Recomendarme.
So how would you say, can you recommend me a doctor?
¿Puede recomendarme un doctor?
¿Puede recomendarme un doctor?
What is to say or to tell in Spanish?
Decir.
Decir.
And to tell me?
Decirme.
Decirme.
How would you say, can you tell me why I am unwell?
¿Puede decirme por qué estoy enfermo?
Now that would work for a man, but how would a woman do the same?
¿Puede decirme por qué estoy enferma?
Words in English that end in ENT tend to end in ente in Spanish. So, simply an e is added to the end. With this in mind, how would you say president in Spanish?
Presidente.
Presidente.
How would you say client?
Cliente.
Cliente.
How about urgent?
Urgente.
Urgente.
Notice that here the G is being pronounced like an H. So again, urgent.
Urgente.
Urgente.
How would you say it's urgent?
Es urgente.
Es urgente.
How would you say, can you recommend me a doctor? It's urgent.
¿Puede recomendarme un doctor? Es urgente.
¿Puede recomendarme un doctor? Es urgente.
How would you turn the last part into a question and simply say, is it urgent?
¿Es urgente?
¿Es urgente?
How would someone say, yes, it's very urgent?
Sí, es muy urgente.
Sí, es muy urgente.